Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday, I mentioned how Swarup Damodar couldn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind in the matter of Prabhu's chastising Chota Haridas. So I'll continue on that subject, today being Jagannath Mishra Mahotsav. Every day we should hear about and chant about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but specifically at this time. And that is a great mystery, how he couldn't, because he understands everything, but he could not understand at this point. He even mispredicted. He told Haridas that, don't worry, his anger will die down after some time. But it didn't. Even after, you can see the photo. Is it a photo? It's a photo of a picture, but it's a window into the spiritual world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anger, even after he got the news that Haridas had left the world, what do you say if someone you know dies? Naturally you feel some distress. We've all had the experience. Even if that person you may have had a mixed relationship with, someone is okay, but there are certain things you don't like about them. But after they pass away, you just forget that. You see all the good things. Generally, that should be so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response. Swakarma phala bhuk puman. Everyone has to get the results of their karma. Even at that point, he didn't. But then again, now everything is all right. So what is the, how is it that Swarup couldn't understand? He got it wrong. See, because previously it had been a similar thing. Prataparudra Maharaj hadn't been allowed to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also hadn't made any offense except being a king. That's all he did. It's not an offense in and of itself, but it was a blockage. He couldn't come. But he was a great devotee. Even before he met or knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not clear, but it seems that he commissioned Ramananda Rai to write the Jagannath Vallabh Nataka even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri. It's a short poem. It's about Radha Krishna Leela. It's a short drama. And it's mentions again and again Prataparudra Maharaj, how he has commissioned this drama. So he was a great devotee, and naturally his devotion endeared him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it took a little time. So with Haridas, he said also, don't worry, take a little time, you'll cool down. But he didn't, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't. So how did Swarup Damodar get it so wrong? Otherwise, he's right on everything. Even later, this Haridas incident, then the devotees, sometimes they used to walk on the beach at night. You can imagine in the hot season in Puri, which is beginning now, as everywhere, all over India. It's very pleasant to walk on the beach at night because the cool wind comes in. Then what was I talking about? Swarup Damodar, yeah. Now how could he not understand? This whole Chaitanya Leela is completely based on Krishna Leela, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and he's come to relish the Vrindavan Leela, especially he's come to relish. Completely intertwined. Chaitanya Leela, Amritapur, Krishna Leela, Shukarpur, Duhe Mile Hoi Sumadhurja. Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahaje Ashade Sejane Madhurja Prachurja. Within Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated that Chaitanya Leela is just like nectar, and if you add a little, it's just like Amrita. Yeah, here Amrita means it's just like some sweet milk cooked with rice and some sugar. And then Krishna Leela Shukarpur. And if you add a little Krishna Leela, a little camphor, then it becomes even very, very much sweeter. So, taking the metaphor further, Krishnadas Kaviraj Swami says that, well, we can't just eat it ourselves. We have to take prasadam, right? We don't just eat it. So we have to take the prasad, this sweet nectar, is both ways, the nectar of the milk, sugar, camphor. We have to take it as the prasadam of the sadhus and gurus. And whoever tastes it like that, they can taste profuse sweetness. So when I first read that, I thought, that's a bit strange. I would think that it's Krishna Leela, which is very sweet, and you add then Chaitanya Leela, you add that, and then it becomes. Should be around the other way, I thought. And I was also bemused by this statement when I first came across that, not just when I first came across it, for many years, of Jagannath Das Babaji, who said that Krishna Leela we may understand to some extent, but Gaur Leela is very difficult to understand. I thought it should be around the other way, because Krishna Leela, you know, they have a chariot going off to crossing all the lokas and going to see Mahavishnu and driving a chariot overnight from Dwarka to Kundinapur, the place of Bhishma, the Bhishmaka, little Bhishma, to kidnap Rukmini and expanding himself into 16,108 forms. And then the demons coming, horse demon, bull demon, whirlwind demon. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes seem to be much more human-like. So we can relate to it because we're trying to be devotees and he's living as a devotee. So I couldn't understand it. But then you come to Chaitanya Charitamrita and especially this Antya Leela. I also wondered for so many years. I didn't wonder. I just thought that just it's divided into three parts just for some convenience. There's an obvious gap. There's an obvious breakage between the Adi Leela and the Madhya Leela. The breakage or the change is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. And the Adi Leela, it's really an introduction to the whole text. Inasmuch as that lady was saying last night that it's very difficult to understand, it's probably the most difficult, continued difficult section in the whole of Srila Prabhupada's books. How, now if we read it, it doesn't seem to, but in the beginning, how, discussing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the reasons for him coming, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and Krishna is the original form of the personality of Godhead. how he comes to relish his own sweetness, and then Nityananda Tatta. Nityananda is Sankarshan, Balaram, and then Advaita Tatta. This is all described. And then the branches, and Guru Tattva, first of all, Guru Tattva, before anything that's discussed. Then we get into the Chaitanya. Well, there are other things. There are other discussions. It's all very philosophical. And then not so much philosophical, but there are the branches of the Chaitanya tree, and then the branches of who are the followers of Nityananda and the Advaita and Gadadhara. And then starts the pastimes. But then the whole Navadvip Leela is summarized very briefly, because it's already given in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Some parts are given in more detail. The exchange with Keshav Kashmiri, which is already there in Chaitanya Bhagavat in some details, given in more detail. But others, notably the his pastimes with Lakhipriya and Vishnupriya, they're hardly touched at all. That's very much, especially Vishnupriya, it's central to the Navadvip Leela. Just as in Vrindavan up to the present time, people properly give more importance to Radha than Krishna. And in Navadvipa at the present time, people properly give more importance to Vishnupriya than to Gaura himself. Not that Krishna in Vrindavan is minimized, or that Gaura in Navadvipa is minimized. But there's, and the Chankazi, that's also mentioned in some detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and again in some detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, everything is glossed over. His taking sannyas, which is a big thing in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and even more so in Chaitanya Mangal, is narrated, but as all the distress of the devotees in Navadvipa, and it was a big thing, no doubt. But especially the reasons for his taking sannyas, how it came to be, that's all given. And then we get to the Madhya Leela, most of which goes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels, and going to Puri. There are other narrations also. The first chapter summarizes what the reason why Chaitanya Charitamrita came to be written in the first place, because Chaitanya Bhagavat was already there. But the residents of Vrindavan, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living there, they wanted to hear the Antya Leela, particularly the Antya Leela, which had not been written in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Krishnadas had arrived in Vrindavan. He'd written Govinda Lilamrita. He was already known as a great poet with insight into Govinda Lila. So his insight into Gaura Lila, taking guidance from Raghunath Das Goswami, who was there for so many of the pastimes and heard from Sarup Damodar so many intimate things. Who could know what happened with Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai in the Gambhira at night? Raghunath Das could know, because Sarup Damodar told him. And also the philosophical intricacies of Gaura Leela. And then, of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj, that was revealed within his mind also. So Madhya Leela, we have the Rasyatra. That's going into the Antya-lila, in as much as the Antya-lila discusses in more detail Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very intimate feelings. Now, what happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back after traveling in South India, and everyone was ecstatic because they didn't know he was going to come back until he came back. You don't know. His superficially, he went to look for his brother who had taken sannyas, his one surviving brother, taken sannyas and never came back. So it's quite possible. Someone goes and they said they'll come back. There's no guarantee they're going to come back, especially if you go on a huge, you're just going off on some indefinite mission. How long will it take? It may take you a whole life. You'll never find any news. But when he got news at Pandharpur that at this place, Vishwarup, Shankararanya, had left the world, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued traveling for some time, but he could have gone up to Vrindavan, but he came back through central India. That would be through the path of the Narmada and then Godavari, and then he again came to the place of Ramananda Rai, and then again came up north to Puri. And then because there's a link between Puri and Navadvip, that's why Sachi Mata very intelligently wanted her son. Now he's taken sannyas. He's gone. Even she had so much love for her son, but she didn't think to call him back. Her last son. She lost so many sons, and then Vishwarup left home and took sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised, I will never take sannyas, and he took sannyas. After marrying twice, one wife was still alive, and he took sannyas also. So his mother was distressed. But she saw him at Shantipur, but she didn't try to bring him back, because she knew she's taken sannyas, he's gone. She wouldn't say, just forget sannyas and come back. No. But you make your base in Puri. The first son, he left, we didn't know where he was, we don't know what happened to him. It's still at that time, they didn't know. You make your base at Puri because there are always devotees coming and going between Puri and Navadvip. We'll get news because whatever news, it's carried by hand. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Damodar Pandit later and Jagadananda Pandit, he would send them to bring news. They would go to Bengal to bring news of what's going on and see over the devotees. He sent them from Puri. So it's some days travel. And then, so the British, when they were in India, they said before Rath Yatra, the road from Bengal to Puri, it was just miles and miles and miles, completely full of people walking. Endless stream of people. And the path, nowadays for convenience, the path, it just, once you, well, the path, there's the road path and the rail track. So you come to Kharagpur and then you go directly south. So you go through Baleshwara. But the path at that time would go through Remuna, go a little bit to the side. So everyone would stop and take darshan there. So it's a small temple, but it was well known. And naturally, they'd come through Shaki Gopal on the way, at least after he came there. So the news reached that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached back to Puri, the news would have gone ahead of him, because he spent some time with Rai Ramananda again after returning from his South India tour. He was still in South India at that time. So Ramananda Rai sent news ahead. He's coming. So the news quickly went up to Bengal, and so many devotees started coming from Bengal. They said, he's going to stay in Puri. I'm going to stay in Puri too. What am I doing with my life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Puri. I've got to go and live with him. Those who were renounced, they could do that. There were so many who did that. And by the arrangement of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even from other places, they started coming also. The Sarup Damodar was one of them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Sarup Damodar was already in Navadvip, but we don't hear about him in Navadvip Leela, and he's so prominent in Puri Leela. What happened? What's the difference? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Purushottam Bhattacharya did so also. But he didn't go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. He went to Varanasi to take sannyas, went through some of the procedures, got fed up with it all, and just left half sannyasi and half not. He must have been married before, probably. Because most people got married. And then he came down to Puri. And Govinda came at that time. Govinda, his servant, who was to remain faithfully with him throughout his life. And Kashishvara, who is also with Ishwarpuri, Govinda said he'll come a little later. He's going to visit the holy places first. So many holy places. So Sarup Damodar, he came, and immediately he became the most intimate follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Rai Ramananda. But Sarup Damodar, he was the leader of all the Gauriyas in Puri and for all time. We say Rupanuga, right? Rupanuga, not Swarupanuga. Rupa Goswami is under Sarup Damodar. If you study carefully, you can find all these things. Rupa and Raghunath. It's very well known that Raghunath was under Sarup Damodar, because Raghunath, he came running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, got caught and pulled back home. Then he went running and he got caught and pulled back. He went running and got, and eventually he got out, because he had to get the mercy of Nityananda first. So he came and he thought, great, I'm going to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you stay under Swarup. You take direction from him, not directly. So Rupa Raghunath Pade Kore Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohi Krishna Das. So Raghunath Das, he personally told all these things, so many things, to Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, who had never seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita was composed quite some time later. But Raghunath Das had seen him. And also Rupa Raghunath. And Rupa, he's the... He's such an important figure, because he revealed everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. The inner meaning. Now, Sarup Damodar came just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had finished his South Indian tour. And after some time, Rupa Goswami came. He first met, Rupa and Sanatan had first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramakeli. Then Rupa left home, and then again, they met at Prayag, and Rupa Goswami naturally wanted to come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was at that time returning to Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you go to Vrindavan, you've come close, so you go to Vrindavan, and you come and see me in Puri later. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled to South India, he traveled to Vrindavan, and then Rupa again came to Puri. Now Swarup Damodar came when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come back from South India. Swarup Damodar is in Krishna Lila, is Lalita, Gopi. Actually, Gaur-Ganoresh Deepika gives the identity of Ramananda Rai as Lalita and Vishakha as Swarup Damodar. But there are different lists. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes extensively from Gaur-Ganoresh Deepika to give the, in his comments, in his Anubhasha on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anubhasha means it's a commentary following the commentary of Amrita Pravaha Bhasha of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he comments extensively. In other words, he gives most importance to Gaur-Ganoresh Deepika. Who's who in Krishna Lila and how they've come in Gaura Lila. But there are others also who have given their commentaries. Mostly the lists are the same, but some give a little differently. Vishwanath Chakravarti has given his. There are others also. Sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta quotes from Shaka Nirnayamrita, ascertainment of the branches. The nectar of the ascertainment of the branches. But in his commentary, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur always equates Swarup Damodar with Lalita and Rai Ramananda with Vishakha, puts it round the other way. And Rai Ramananda is equated with Vishakha and Arjuna because he's one of the five sons of Bhavananda Rai, who are the five Pandavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly told the Bhavananda Rai that you are Pandu and your five sons are the five Pandavas. And Ramananda Rai is also connected with or identified as one gopi called Arjuna. There are so many gopis in Vrindavan. So many. We only hear about a few of them, mostly. Mostly we hear about Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, maybe a little bit more you hear, Champakalata, Chitra, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Tunga Vidya. We sometimes hear a little bit about them. There's Chandravali we hear about. At the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the obeisance is offered to Tara. Vrinda is very important, and there are others who are not gopis, other females who are not. Yashoda is a gopi. Rohini, she's not a gopi. She's in Raja Lila. Madhu Mangal, sister, Nandimukhi, she's a brahmana. She's very important. And Purnamasi, she's very important. She's a brahmana. But there are so many gopis, so many, and mostly they came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. But there are different lists. So accepting Swarup Damodara's Lalita, which Bhakti's done, so then and Rai Ramana Vaishakara and Lalita, you see this Chaitanya Leela Amritapur, Krishna Leela Shukarpur, Duhe Mile, taken together, they become very sweet. So Vishakha, she's very much like Lalita, but she's not so. She's very, very heavy personality. Very, very tough. And very, very kind and loving. She loves Radha and Krishna both. But generally, she's always advising Radha. And in this way, the pastimes become very sweet. When she advises, and she advises Radha, she chastises Krishna. There are not that many people that can chastise Krishna. But she does it. There's a whole group of gopis who are famous. Their main aim in life is to insult Krishna. Shishupal, he's a rascal, but these are gopis in Vrindavan Leela, and they're expert at sarcastic comments and all kinds of things. So Krishna likes that. But Lalita, she's right there with Radha all the time, advising her what to do. She advises her, and she doesn't just advise her, she really lets Krishna have it. And tells him what a rascal he is and all these kind of things. You see, it's not such easy things to understand. We can say, Gopi Leela person. It's not just some light stories. Then, and when there's been enough of all, because otherwise there are fights between Radha and Krishna going forever. But at some point Lalita says, okay, time to stop. Okay, Radha and Krishna, go in the forest and you do what you have to do. It's enough of all this. Now you go and enjoy. So she's very intimate with Radha. And that's why in Navadvip he was just there. There's Navadvip Leela. Gaur-Narayana. We find this term in Chaitanya Bhagavat. We don't find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have Gaur Bhagavan, not Gaur Narayana. And already it's established prior to this that Krishna's two Bhagavan Swaya. In Navadvip Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the role of Krishna. He's relishing what it's like to be a devotee. When he comes to Puri, especially after Rupa Goswami comes, this Antilila begins with Rupa Goswami coming to Puri and reciting his poetry and explaining, revealing to all the devotees who are eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there's a time and a place for everything. Rupa Goswami, he revealed what Swarup Damodara knew, but Swarup Damodara didn't reveal. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha wanting to bring Krishna from Kurukshetra. Who is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Manjari in the Krishna Leela. Rupa Manjari is directly under Lalita. So we find that in this first chapter of Antya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Rupa Goswami, you take more direction. He said, your poetry is very good. You take more directions from Swarup Damodara. Swarup Damodara, he came now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is entering the mood of Radha, searching for Krishna, feeling separation from Krishna. Then Swarup Damodar manifested. His duty is to look after Lalita. She looks after Radha. She knows how to assist. And she's called Anuradha, another name, Anuradha, because she's always just behind Radha, and she's completely tuned in. Vishakha, I was saying, yeah, she's very much like, but she's softer, more gentle, more mild, like this. No one can be as harsh as Lalita, and very soft also, but hardness. And we find that in Swarup Damodar's character, if there's a little bit of impropriety in approaching Chaitanya, they can't even get anywhere close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. People want to come and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no. They can't get close. Any little thing, in this second chapter, Bhagavan Acharya, he was in bliss because his brother was explaining Vedanta so nicely, but he wanted that his brother would explain the Vedanta to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he had to go through Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar, the result of him telling him meeting Swarup Damodar was that the brother got sent out of Puri altogether, far not just not meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but got sent away altogether. Swarup Damodar was very tough. He was because Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha Arasa Bhas Sunile Nahoi Prabhur Chitte Ulash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not happy to hear narrations of Krishna which are against the proper conclusions of devotional service or have rasa abhas. So Swarup Damodar, he was protecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from hearing all this nonsense stuff which would break his heart, break his mood. He knew everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was, sometimes you hear about twins, they can sense each other. They're just psychically connected. So that's stated about Swarup Damodar also. Swarup Goshair Bhaga Najai Bornan Prabhur Abhishtata Bhaka Kaimon. No one can describe the fortune of Swarup Damodar because his words, his body, his mind, they're completely absorbed in that. Prabhu Te Abhishta, they're completely absorbed in that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's stated of him also in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he is Prabhu Dvitiya Swarup. He's the second form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then why can't he understand when he got it wrong? Every time he's right, but he got it wrong. He miscalculated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Chota Haridas. You cannot come. And Swarup said, just be patient, he'll change his mind. And it said that even Swarup could not understand why he was like this. How could he not understand? I was thinking. Anyone got a clue now? No. Radha is very merciful. But Krishna, he can't always be so merciful. He has to establish the principles of religion. Dharma samsthapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing his bliss of being Radha searching for Krishna. He's relishing that. But he also has his devotees with him. He's also the acharya of the age. In Bengali, they published a booklet from BBT, Yuga Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. But I think that's not exactly a right title. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Acharya. Well, if you take it as yuga to mean the present time, you could say like that. but more correct, because the function of the Yuga avatar was taken over by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he established for this Kali Yuga the chanting of the holy names. Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the inaugurator of Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to be a little careful in our use of words. No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he still has to act as the Acharya. He, just like we read about Madhavi Devi, she's a half, 3.5 intimate associates. She's elderly, she's tapasvini, but she's a female. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't associate with her in the same way as he would with his other associates. If you find Chaitanya Lila, there's not much role for women in there. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, half is given Madhavi Devi. Otherwise, they're all men in his sannyas lila, especially. Otherwise, Sachi Mata, there's no position like that of Sachi Mata. He had his two wives, Lucky Priya, Vishnu Priya. But even in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that stated that he would never, what is that, Kono Parastri Shate Nakare Parihash, I don't exactly remember. He wouldn't joke with other people's wives. Strideke Dure Prabhu Hoyenek Pash. If he saw a woman coming on the road, this is in his Grihastha Leela, he would go to one side. He would go some distance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna establishing the principles of religion. And as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments at the end of this chapter, that he gives seven reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so tough. Otherwise, why was he so harsh? Even Sarup Damodar could not understand. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave the reasons. He said that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had allowed this, of course no one would even have known anything if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hadn't said. Probably Chota Haridas himself didn't even think anything of it. You don't know, because, you know, you see a woman and then you just, okay, and then you just forget about it. And you go on with life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made a big, I was saying yesterday that he had to make a big thing of it, because he had to, that's one of the things he had to establish. And there was, his followers were all so chaste and pure that there was just a shadow of something being done wrong. He had to take that opportunity. Otherwise, it's something like putting Arjuna into ignorance for his bodily concept of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very harsh, but Radha's not like that. So Sarup Damodar couldn't understand. He knows Radha. He advises Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mood as Radha. And he keeps the whole sampradaya very strict. He keeps under... Sarup Damodar kept everything under control, and Damodar Pandit even more so. Of course, he couldn't control Jagadananda. Jagadananda had his own free license to do whatever he liked. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to keep him under control as much as he could. Jagadananda, he had a license from way back from the time of Navadip Leela. But otherwise, Sarup Damodar, that he was the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur pointed out in the Gundicha Marjan Lila, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu complained to Sarup about Toma Gorya, your Bengali, one of those Bengalis, you know, those people I ran away from. He's one of your people. At this point he didn't identify. Toma Gorya. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati commented that by this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that all Gauriyas are followers of Sarup Damodar. They're all unfollowers of Krishna. But we say Rupa Anuga, yeah, because Swarup Damodar, he's a little withdrawn. Most of the time he is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, just like we hear sometimes he's walking on the beach, but a lot of time he would spend alone also. When he's not with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he's a little withdrawn. In Puri, I'm talking. Rupa Goswami is even more withdrawn. He's sent away to Vrindavan to reveal the pastimes of Vrindavan. But he's shown the bridge between, Rupa Goswami has shown the bridge, but he's under the guidance. He's shown the bridge between Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela in this sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha in her mood at Kurukshetra. Desperate situation. You got Krishna, but it's more hopeless. More hopeless than even she had imagined. Because he's surrounded by all the... He's a king, he's got wives, he's got children, he's surrounded by armies and elephants and horses. That is revealed by Rupa Goswami, who's under Swarup Damodar. So Swarup Damodar at this time couldn't understand, because even though she's very tough, Lalita is very tough, Radha, she's also tough. But toward all the fallen souls, she's very, very merciful. Therefore, she comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her compassionate nature, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to relish the feelings of Radha for Krishna. But Radha thinks, okay, you stole me. You took away my Radha Bhava duty. You stole all my feelings and my bodily luster. But my feeling is I should save the fallen. We should save the fallen soul. So that drove him all over India. Maya Mrigam Dayadebsita Anvadhavad, running after the conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada noted on a Radhashtami lecture that devotees, they take shelter of the compassionate nature of Krishna, which is Radha. If we approach Radha, then she will be very kind to us. But remember, Radha says, as Swarup Damodar, bhakti siddhanta viruddha arasabhas shunale na hoy prabhu chete ulash. That Radha is also with Lalita. So Radha is very compassionate, but Lalita also keeps a check on that. Swarup Damodar keeps a check on that. That's why, generally speaking, we say that, what is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Chant the names. Why do we not get prem when we chant Hare Krishna? Is a Krishna Nam Kare Sarva Papa Nash. What's the next line? Anyway, the purport is that I can't remember. That just by chanting one name of Krishna we get freedom from all sinful reactions. Preme Karan Bhakti Karena Prakash. And that, by chanting one name of Krishna, bhakti awakens within our heart, the bhakti that gives rise to prem. So why don't we get prem? Because of, then it goes on to be explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is because of aparada, because of offenses we make. So there's a description of that, and then goes on, but in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, there's no such consideration. But we chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, we also don't, then what's... Because with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar is saying, Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha, Arasa Bas, Shunile Nahoi Prabhu Chaitanya. It's not that you can insult Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and misrepresent him and you'll get prem, because his compassionate nature is to deliver everyone. But then the guards are there. They won't let you in unless you're... The general tendency is there. Yes, let everyone come. Patra patra bichana he nahi sthanastan jejaha paitare deo premadan. Something like without consideration of who is fit, who is not fit, what is the right place, what is the wrong place. The panchatattva freely distribute. Prem, Krishna prem. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But the acharyas, they can be very tough. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, very tough. Very tough. You don't allow. You can't go to Chaitanya. I forbid you. I won't allow. He may allow, but you won't allow, because he doesn't want to be disturbed. And it's clear, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't like Mayavad at all. Doesn't at all like it. For instance, he didn't at all like misbehavior on the part of his devotees, severe sexual misbehavior. He didn't like it at all. Okay, I'll finish there. There's so many things to say. Gradually, I may finish this commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita at some point in time. I didn't really start it. I have hundreds of pages, but I didn't really start it. Means I didn't systematically start writing, just whatever something comes in my head, I write it down, that's all. But there can be more to come. Let's see. You can take now as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So you can make a New Year's vow. Now is the New Year, Gorabda. Today. Happy New Year. That comes up just after that in Bengali, right? Pohila Boishak is the first day of the year. Beginning of the hot season. I don't know why they make it the beginning of the year. So that's just coming up. But our Gorabda just begins just now. So we can make a New Year's resolution. That is, please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can please him. Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agyai guru haya taro edesh. Do what we can to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Preach the message of Krishna. Help, if we can't preach so much, we can help others. We're all assistants in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as we are receiving it from Srila Prabhupada. But to properly preach Krishna Upadesh, we have to take Rupa Goswami's Upadesh. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, without any personal desire. Actually, in the present time in our ISKCON, there's a lot of encouragement. Everyone should preach. I don't agree with that. I don't think neophyte devotees should preach. They just spread their neophyte mentality and create lots and lots of neophyte devotees who are all Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha. And they haven't got a clue of what rasa is, not to speak of rasa bas. And they're not cultivating anya abhilashita shunya, and it just creates more and more disturbance. Actually, I think we should stop all this massive. We won't stop. You see how everything's become wishy-washy and mixed up with materialism. I think it's time to stop all this, having complete neophytes going out to preach, and boil the milk. Get rid of all this rock music, so-called kirtan and kirtan melas with the boys with the big biceps and the girls who are dancing so nicely and the gay marriages and all nonsense. So preach Krishna consciousness. But this anya bilashita shunyam, that's the key. Rupa Goswami begins his direction to those who will take to Krishna consciousness under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu telling us we should have a mood of not wanting to do anything except for Krishna's pleasure. Now, that doesn't mean that we immediately become, we may not be, desires are there within the heart, no doubt, but the non-cultivation of them, the intent to not cultivate material desires and only to act in a way pleasing to Krishna. If we get that at the beginning, then our spiritual life goes nicely. And if at the beginning we get that your devotional, you have to do your career nicely and that will please Krishna. Your career is very important. Earning a lot of money is very important. If we get all that then from the beginning, then we never get it right. Even if we have hundreds and thousands of followers. And then you see how it degrades into praising the Dalai Lama for his atheistic. Oh, you saw that one? Dalai Lama's directly at, he knows the guy's supposed to be a devotee, and he directly attacks that this belief in God, that's all. The real thing of Indian culture is the knowledge and the compassion, says the meat-eating Dalai Lama. I always tell you about compassion. And they're supposed to be devotee. Oh, that's a very beautiful statement. Everything degrades if we don't keep this mode of everything for Krishna. Krishnate akila cheshta. Everything should be for Krishna. So, okay, we went up to Vrindavan, gopis, and realistic. Here we are in this material world with our material desires, and we're trying to preach Krishna consciousness, but at least we should know this first teaching of Rupa Goswami. Let's do everything for Krishna's pleasure, not for my pleasure. Then everything will go nicely. And the material world is very difficult, no doubt. Especially in this Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. But you have to keep that focus. We're here only to serve Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I said I'd finish, and I didn't. I'll finish now. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya vicha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya trunakam padiya nipatya kudva chakakushatame tadaham bravimi hey sadhava sakaleva vihaya durad goranga chandra charne Parivadata jana oyata tata va nanu mokarona vayang vichara yamaha Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare